Let's bring in our first guest here this morning. Michaela Wooler is joining us from the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. First off, Michaela, how are you?
Good. I'm great. Going to be a wonderful day in Nebraska.
Sure will. And we welcome in. You brought a guest with you here this morning. Mr. Chris Bruns is in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tanner. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a minute.
A couple of years since I've been in studio, I think.
Has it been? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, good. Let's get you back in here and let's talk about some things. First off, the Board of Commissioners met yesterday morning at 9 a.m. Got back to your regular Monday morning schedule, and kind of a lighter meeting.
It was. That was intentional on my part. I had trimmed the agenda down to just some important items that we needed to address because we thought there was going to be another meeting by another organization that several of us wanted to attend. And then that meeting got canceled. Okay. And so, but, you know, there's always a lot to take care of. Just because it's not on the agenda doesn't mean we're not addressing other things. And so the first thing that we had on our agenda was an administrative subdivision application. Judy Clark came over from the city/county planning and zoning office. Judy does a great job on helping area residents make the projects that they are wanting to do with their property fit into the codes and zoning. And so this was a family that owned two separate pieces of property that touch each other, and they wanted to combine it into one property. I always learn more about those kind of projects whenever they come in and talk to us about them. So that was pretty routine and didn't take up a lot of time. Couple of questions asked. Always a learning opportunity for us and the people that are attending the meeting. And then we had, because Pinpoint Communications out of Cambridge got canceled the week before because of the bad weather, Tom Shoemaker from their office came in and did a very informative presentation for the county commissioners on the broadband expansion that is going to be going on. This has been a long conversation in the state of Nebraska. We had $405 million allocated to the state of Nebraska for bringing high-speed internet. The goal is every address will get better internet service. And as our board recognizes, along with everybody in our community that works in the development industry, having access to high-speed internet is vital to our growth and keeping people connected. And it blows my mind what the internet has done for our rural communities, and particularly with telemedicine. Applications for jobs. You can search for an apartment online when your child's going, you know, to college, and it really is beneficial to us. And so this was a good conversation for us. It was kind of dipping our toes in the pond. There are, we hope, going to be several local providers that are wanting to participate in this program. So it was great to have Tom in our room. He did a good job of explaining things. NACO, the organization that supports counties, has put together a toolkit, and I've participated in those conversations. And we just want to make sure that we do our due diligence, participate in all the conversations, and make sure that this is done well for our community.
So is this something where you'll pick one of those providers, or will there be several?
There will be several.
Okay.
And so this was, his request for us was a letter of support. The application windows just for providers who want to participate is opening up. The project applications won't be for several months. And so it's my intention that we will provide letters of support to all of the local providers that come to us and ask for them.
And as a consumer, I'm trying to think of how they're trying to dissect this. Will they have to do anything, or is this just being done for them, and then they'll have access, basically? Or are they going to have to sign up, or is this just they're going to have the opportunity to have these services at some point?
So it sounds to me like the providers will put in fiber to every address that exists currently at no charge to that customer. Now, when it comes to signing up for the service and paying for the monthly service, there will be fees for that. But as far as installation, no, this will be something that money that was allocated to the state of Nebraska out of Washington, D.C., will take care of that.
Just the access will be there at that point. And obviously, I mean, they don't have to use this, but the opportunity will be there. And it's interesting because, I mean, I wouldn't think there'd be that many homes anymore that don't have access to high-speed internet, but not fiber, certainly, not in rural communities. I mean, I'm sure, and then obviously anybody in any country or in the country doesn't have probably access to a whole lot of fiber.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised. We have hundreds of homes in Lincoln County alone that don't have access to high-speed internet.
Yeah.
You know, the option in many areas is satellite internet.
Right.
That can be unreliable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a storm rolls through and you lose your connectivity.
Yeah. Grew up on that. Trust me.
The most critical point where you need the weather
updates. I tell you
what,
you got a video game going on the internet. Yeah, trust me.
And, you know, we heard stories during COVID, you know, some of the schools had shut down in the more rural areas. Kids were getting in their vehicles and driving to the top of the hills to catch a signal so they could participate in their online classes. And there were some real heartbreaking stories out there of people who, I don't live that far out of town and I don't have access to high-speed internet. I have internet, but like Chris says, you know, if a cloud rolls by, I can lose my connection. So this will really bring Nebraska up to a much better level of connectivity when this project is completed. And it'll be, I want to say 4 years is what Tom said that they have once they're approved for construction to begin. So.
Correct, yeah. And I think it's vitally important. I mean, you take a look at Nebraska, we're, you know, in the top three ag producing states in the country with both farm and raising of livestock. And the direction that our economy is going, we need to find every opportunity possible to become more efficient through precision agriculture in order to remain competitive as a state in an ever-changing global marketplace.
Well,
so,
and all, you know, Nebraska's usually, whenever you see these surveys of where, you know, best places to live, I know people talk about taxes a lot, but from a quality of life standpoint, it's always up there. It's a great place to just live, raise your family, but jobs can become a problem. But if you can work from home, you know, you could live anywhere. And if you want to live in Nebraska and you can work from home, you got your thing taken care of. But you got to have internet to work from home for a lot of people. And that industry is only going to grow. I mean, working from home, doing your job from home, doing, you know, internet jobs is only going to grow from here on out. That's not going anywhere. And so this opportunity should open some doors for people in rural areas to be able to do things like that. So
that is the hope.
There you go. Very good. So you have more presentations, I would assume.
It is our hope that we'll be reached out to by more providers who want to come in and get give us, you know, the information. With Tom, he has a specific area that he is applying for. So there will be more areas. If you zoom in on the map that you can pull up at the BEAD website, there I was very surprised by how many little black dots are indicated on that map. And each one of those map dots represent a location that is either underserved or not served at all by high-speed internet. So they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, very good. Well, at least they got some support to be able to get her done and not have to pass that along to the customer. Anything else from your meeting yesterday that you want to recap?
We also had Sheriff Kramer and his team from the detention center come over and talk to us about a service that they use called The Guardian. And what the Guardian is it's a electronic bracelet that the inmates wear. Our detention staff uses it for logging and tracking every contact that they have with an inmate. It helps with accountability, helps with all sorts of documentation that the jail does. And they've had the software and the bracelets for quite a while. Some of them are aging out of the program and needed to be replaced. There's also a annual fee that they pay for using the system. And Jerome explained that, it really helps them serve that group of people better. And along with that, they do a training program for the staff, which is extremely important. You know, we talk about technology all the time. The technology is great, but the training, so people are using it to the most of its capability,
sure,
is very important. So we were glad that they came over and gave us an update on that.
Very good. Awesome. Michaela Wheeler here with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Met just yesterday morning. Anything on the docket that's exciting for next week?
I believe we have a public hearing next week for, is that our 1 and 6 road plan? I believe so. So we're going to review our 1 and 6 road plan. As commissioners, Chris and I can tell you, one of the biggest conversations that we're asked about our county roads.
Gotcha.
And, as far as a safety standpoint and connecting people to jobs and their social events, our roads are so important to our community. So I welcome people to come in and participate in the meeting. Sometimes that's how we find out, what the needs are or what people would like to see develop and change as far as our infrastructure with roads.
So not necessarily improving one certain pothole, but
it's a 1 and 6 year plan.
Okay.
And so normally, the most help needed areas move up to the 1 year
sure.
plan. They checked a lot of those projects off the list, but rarely do we accomplish all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Between weather constraints and equipment limitations, and weather plays a big part in that. So they'll remove all the projects and review those with us so we are updated on what got finished. And then they'll move stuff from the 6 year plan up to the new 1 year plan, and the items that didn't get completed that were on the 1 year plan move even closer to the top of the list of priorities. So
awesome.
It's great for people to come in and hear that conversation and just be aware of what the road department is working on.
Very good.